USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
While hosting the daily coronavirus briefing, President Trump says the number of American lives lost to the virus will be substantially lower than once anticipated.
It showed a just tremendous resolve by the people of this country. So we'll see what it ends up being, but it looks like we're headed to a number substantially below the 100,000. That would be the low mark.
The president also has a message for farmers out there.
Secretary Perdue will be using all of the tools at his disposal to develop a program, and very quickly, of at least $16 billion to provide relief for farmers, ranchers, and producers impacted by the coronavirus.
And according to Johns Hopkins University researchers, COVID-19 is claiming more than 100,000 lives. The world passed that mark on Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
House flies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
President Trump participates in an Easter blessing from the Oval Office.
Though we will not be able to gather together with one another as we normally would on Easter, we can use this sacred time to focus on prayer, reflection, and growing in our personal relationship with God, so important. Our nation will come through like never before. I thank the many families who have prayed for me and for my family, and your prayers are felt. And I am forever grateful. I'd like to thank our great Vice President and his wonderful wife, who we all know very well.
The CEO of the Tokyo Olympics says there's no guarantee the city will be able to host the Summer Games next year. The CEO saying no one knows if the pandemic will be under control by next July, and he says he'll continue to work hard and hopes that mankind will overcome the coronavirus. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk in your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Cardinal Timothy Dolan, the Roman Catholic Archbishop of New York, shares his Easter message with everyone on Fox News.
Easter's going to be special this year. What strikes me, Ainsley, is the word emptiness. Emptiness. Some people might think, well, hey, wait a minute, that's not an Easter message. Easter's fullness, the fullness of life and goodness and hope and light. Right. But before we can be full, we got to be empty. The essence of Easter Sunday morning was what? The empty tomb. The empty tomb. The broken, dead body of Jesus was not there. He had risen from the dead. When they went to venerate the body, the angel said, what in the world are you looking for the living among the dead? Jesus is living. Jesus is alive. The tomb was empty. I say that, Ainsley, because, look, you know better than anybody. You've been reporting it faithfully so often. There's a sense of emptiness in our city, in our country, in this planet, what we call our temporary home. There's an emptiness. We've lost people. We can't see families and friends. The churches are empty. Now, we could be depressed by that, or we could say, you know what? God wants to fill that emptiness. And the best way he does that for us as Christians is by the death and resurrection of his only begotten Son, Jesus.
And a very happy Easter as well from all of us here at USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.